we got to build and train that, it was a measurable thing that not just, you didn't need a picture to see it or a video to see it, you could feel it. You know what I'm saying? You could feel it in your movement. So try to find metrics like that. Hey, welcome back to the Trainers Lab podcast. My name is Mizbah Hawk, and this is the space where we like to dissect the elements of accelerated remote coaching careers. So how do certain coaches move through their career and the timeline a little bit quicker than others? Ways that we can optimize and make the best use out of our time in this journey, especially when we're starting from scratch. So these are the tools that myself and my co-host Blake wish that we had when we were starting out. And I hope you've been enjoying some of these daily styled episodes that we've been experimenting with and solo episodes. So Blake is getting to share his perspective, I'm getting to share mine, and then we come together and we blend our perspectives, and hopefully that gives you all angles and a couple different things that you can connect with. So the idea here is that we can help you a lot more closely through this podcast feed by delivering information straight here. And in today's episode, the thing that I want to share with you is how to make a metric fun for your remote coaching client. And over the years, and I found this before remote coaching, even in just like a gym environment with personal training clients that I work with, a movement that is very fulfilling and satisfying for a lot of people is the pull-up. And the pull-up is this lifelong endeavor for some people where they'll work on it every single day, and it takes a lot, right, before they get that first strict pull-up, or even for some people who are just trying their kipping pull-up. But I wanted to take that a step back, because not everybody sees themselves as somebody who can just hop up there and do a pull-up. And it also may not be the thing that happens within 8 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that for most people. So what is a regression of that that is still fun and valuable to see, that is a real challenge for most people, not us coaches, but for most average Americans, for example? And that is the active bar hang. So the active bar hang is where you're just hanging in a pull-up position, but you're not fully relaxed. You are squeezing the shoulder blades back and down there, and you really are holding that active position, basically. Even passively, doing a passive bar hang, if you could do that for 60 seconds, is awesome. But typically, to get there, you have to be able to do active bar hangs before there's enough stability in the shoulders where you could actually hang and feel really comfortable, get that stretch feeling while you're hanging. In a lot of cases, what it's going to feel like is just you're hanging on for your life and you're so tense that you don't really get to feel that stretch in the passive position. So the active bar hang is a great marker for a lot of folks. The number that you're shooting for is about 60 seconds. So 60 seconds unbroken. It's also a great sign of grip strength and upper pulling strength, scapular stability. But the way that I would use this as a testing tool often with a new client, where it's, hey, you start out in week one and we'll test this every few weeks. You'll hop up there and you'll just see how long you can do it. And it's something that when someone gets exposure to it, they will improve very quickly, because it's isometric work that you're filling in. There's not much muscle damage that's actually happening when you're doing this, right? So that's a beautiful part about shifting your client's focus to this strength movement, because it has a lot of other benefits, right? A lot of neck issues and migraines and headaches and things like that can go away or be reduced when, you know, you've got your upper body figured out, and scapular stability is a big part of it. It's not everything, but this is where maybe we can start. It's a challenging enough movement where we can, but we're going to be dealing with people who, okay, this is tough, because that's a lot of the market. And if you can really speak to that and you can make that person go from, let's say, hanging on for 3 seconds to hanging on for 27, and they did that in 4 weeks, and then, okay, within 8 weeks, now they're at the 60-second mark. Like, that person feels strong, or they can, right? If you set up that story around the active bar hang, right? This is the beginning of a lot of upper body strength that's so hard for 90% of people that are walking around day to day. And so it makes you feel really good. And then, of course, it gives you the foundation for the next thing, which is pull-ups and passive hangs and all that good stuff. The active bar hang can definitely be prescribed in warm-ups for a lot of clients, but at the same time, it can be a main training segment where it's A or B, and you spend a good 5 sets just doing 10 seconds at a time, where you do band-assisted, right, holding those positions. And remembering that this to improve, this is all showing your client, like, you don't just have to hang to improve at hanging. Let's do some other things that simulate this position, right? So farmer's carries is a big way that you can train grip strength, scapular stability, and things of that nature, especially for clients who are starting out with zero and they're in that position where they can only hang for 3 seconds. You can really make a lot of good movement in training with farmer's carries. And that's a valuable training lesson to be able to pass off to your client, because they might have this false belief that's, oh man, I got to run every single day if I want to lose weight, and that's the only way. And if you can, as a coach, widen that possibility for them, expand the scope of what they see in terms of movement, the connectedness of movement, and how this is all helpful day to day, and how there's not just one way to attack things. In fact, you can make a ton of progress when you attack it from all angles, right? When we attack your shoulder stability from 10 different angles, and then let's retest your active bar hang. So the way you can gamify movement with your clients, I've always found that the clients that I have who like that, they gamify it for themselves. Like, they like to move on, do Olympic weightlifting, focus that for a little bit, or I want to improve my sit-ups, or I want to get a couple, improve my pull-ups, or whatever the goal is, that gives you a lot of conversation to discuss. Like, when you guys chat, that gives you a lot of opportunity for you as a coach to teach, right? And for there to be a recipient who is very willing to listen. I remember there was this client I had who was a CFO of a publicly traded company. He had moved on from that role and was like really just burnt, beat up, like really his body. He used to be a football player, and he had this identity thing. Man, shoulder issue, like this arm is skinnier than this one. He wanted to balance himself out. And so I remember part of what we tested, but also trained, was active bar hangs, and seeing how uncomfortable that was for him. Him feeling it, right? It was like, I can barely get my arm up there, and to hang, I'm hanging for 10 seconds, right? It's not painful, but it's very uncomfortable. And for him to see that improvement over time was a big mantra when his football brain would kick in and be like, oh, dude, I'm a piece of shit. Like, why is my shoulder not improving? Man, why is it? Like, this is crazy. Like, he'd reminisce back to when he could do crazy stuff. And you're just like, all right, but look, let's go from 10 seconds. That's what you can do right now. And then when you bring the focus back to the present there, and then over the next couple of weeks or every session, we got to build and train that. It was a measurable thing that not just, you didn't need a picture to see it or a video to see it. You could feel it. You know what I'm saying? You could feel it in your movement. So try to find metrics like that. Use the active bar hang as an inspiration to find other testing tools that are very simple in nature, but that a good testing tool, good training tool, and really good teaching tool. I hope this was useful. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to review or subscribe wherever you're at, and check out some free tools and useful things in the description below. And I appreciate you hanging out. See you next time.